Yeah, one right, beginning a visit with Jack Sanders, with this Tuesday afternoon, the 18th of March, 75. Channel one right, and beginning a visit with Jack Sanders this Tuesday afternoon, 18th of March, 75. With Gretchen and Joyce and Barbara and Wade this Tuesday afternoon, the 18th of March, 75.
Jack, pull up your chair there. Come over here, buddy.
That's an old house, ain't it?
Come over here, buddy. Jigger here, where you? Yes.
I don't want to come.
Well, have a seat. You want some water, Jack?
No, old thing. I don't give nothing out right now. Too many times snapping all over something. Don't want to mess it up with coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's nice, too.
Maybe.
Anybody putting that in line?
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Don't get too much. It's just something.
It isn't in enough in there, too.
That's what we said to come around and they come
out. Hey, remember that time we got your long line out, and I think two of mine, they got all jostled up together?
Yeah, man, I wasn't that thing like
that. Hmm. That was, we had some fish on that damn thing, too.
Hey, it's not all me and Franklin got. We pulled them up, trying to get some bullets through them.
Yeah.
But Jack says it's not the dogs that sent out the rabbits, Wade.
No, Ed, we had these in a couple of years ago. It sent them out pretty well. Wolf kills rabbits, too.
Is that right? Yeah. Come in here, Gretchen. Now, this is Mr. Jack.
Gets mail down him, but owl gets the little rabbits, and cats, and wolf kills them, and everything else. But then, a lot of leave town, too. I mean, like we over there, we get sick, you know, and all the way just keep it going out to the woods.
Yeah.
You know, they get too many people around, they ain't got no place to hide. Now, I moved out where that's from, that old ditch down through there, this swamp like, man, it's sticky that.
Yeah.
And we killed a few of them, and then we cleaned it up, they do them. Down around Tuscarora, they had about 10 million in around that place.
Yeah.
Swamp rabbits, cotton trees.
Yeah. But then, that's been cleaned out too.
No, they're still in there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're still. And you can go over here on Orange Lake, get on one of them islands, just run them down. Load your boat.
Yeah.
And boom, back.
Yeah. Well, now that's new to me. I didn't realize
that. Gators eat rabbits?
Yeah.
Gators?
Catch some in the water.
Well, there's more rabbits left than I figured.
Well, there's plenty of rabbits left. Ain't no fur left.
They call them hunting?
Well, hunting, and they just ain't no food, and then they're coming back to their own squirrel situation, like the hurricane we have. You know, we have an early hurricane, but it blows a nest out of the tree and kills a little baby squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
Yes, sir.
Never thought of that.
And the Christian Game Warden Mission says owls pick them out of the tree. And hawks, you know.
Says the owl picks the...
It's in the nest, see? They're in a nest, squirrels.
Yeah.
And when they're little, the owl gets in the nest and the hawk gets a little baby squirrel meat.
Okay.
But they ain't that few more squirrels left. I don't know. Maybe y'all remember seeing this here thing. It was a couple of years ago. Wade, I was watching the news one day, and these, you know, people, game, very, what you call them, was picking them up out of water. Hey, how are you?
Picking up the
squirrels out of the water. Said they was moving on. They just going on with the boat, taking them out of the water.
What's causing them to move on?
I need to hear them say, lack of food or something. I think that was it.
I didn't know squirrels swim.
Yes, sir.
I know that.
Yeah.
What do you want? Coffee? Jack, you ain't been having a lot of luck with that catfishing.
No, you ain't. But I'm gonna feel fine.
Still too tough. What
you been doing on today?
Yeah. We caught probably 25 last night.
Oh, you did?
Shoot, they had out about 600-700 hooks. So that ain't much odds. Is it?
600-700 hooks.
You had to get a commercial license to do that, right?
catfishes are over 25 feet.
How many can you run with your license?
Didn't say, but I ain't allowed but 500 each line. Yeah, 500 hooks each line.
Yeah.
Didn't say that.
Yeah. Old man Burgess said they set out 4,000 a night.
Yeah. They say he had like maybe two thousand lines.
I see a lot of water around here, I've not seen.
Put in there.
No, where that old shack. Well, you know what's going on the highway, that old shack back in there. You pull it behind it, back up. I just on my line right through the middle, and then that other boy coming out the door, run his and around across mine.
Didn't get messed up, did you?
No. I was floating mine, he was thinking his, so mine held his up, I guess.
Yeah.
He picked his up first.
Yeah. But you weren't there.
Yeah, I was there getting mine. He just started on his end over here, and I started on my end, but he was over the lower end of my line, and before I get to it, but he got me across the line and got his mess.
Yeah.
Well, you get him crossed up there on that end where he got a bunch of fishes.
Yeah.
Just pick the line up, take his tub, bucket, and go on his, and you know something, take it out.
I didn't see a big mess in that time we got that line crossed in the end.
Anyway, we went in that morning to pick up line. It rained like cats and dogs. We went in that canoe, and I was afraid we were going to get too much water to start with, you know. I told him, well, let me leave this thing. I'd come back and get it. And that wind whipped from north. And them old hosses just come right back in on that line, and then my boy went back down and get it. And we were that line an hour and a half trying to get it up.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, I've had time experience with hiking, and You can get tangled up in them, and you can't get that far.
Yeah, you can. But I can feel that old catfish on the line. No, that's doing like that. Mm-hmm. He ain't that line hard as good. In time I get that, I'm going to
have
to. Yeah. We ain't catching
it. Yeah. He just gets tangled up around them hyacinths and then pull them off.
Yeah, when you pull that hook, you look so hard up to his lip. You just got to bust the hole right out of your mouth.
Well, now that's, can you do that so much, can you?
Yes.
How big are the catfish?
They're almost, some of them.
No.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Like that. We caught three last night about like that.
Yeah. 4 pounds?
Yeah, they made 4. I don't know if they want, I'd say 4.
Well, now, is there any particular way you're cooking?
I'm a catfish
chowder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just
prefer
my
potatoes.
And you make most of your chowder out of here. Skin that head, take his eyeball, flip it out, watch out, put him in the pot, and boil it all meat.
Well, let me tell you, old J.R. Mountain, you know, he's a pretty ignorant fella. He ain't better on us. He's telling me that there was a whole lot of meat on that head, fish head.
Well, it is. That fish is pretty good size.
And he said his daddy is one of the favorite spots for fishing the fish head, not so much.
Well, we used to dip back years ago, it sold nothing head away, Eddie.
Chickens and all?
Yeah, they're just about chickens, huh? Well, they'd eat top of the fish, but it is like top of it. But you take a fish, you know, like a brim, and feed them right on down through the gill, pull the gill out.
Yeah.
Feed them right over.
Yeah.
And fry. And a lot of people like to fin on fish, you know, they eat for a crisp. Mm-hmm. And them gills are that, you know, where it's that crisp like a fin.
Oh, I bet.
And on top of his head, it's a little piece of meat.
What about fish throats? Have you ever heard of
what?
Fish throats? Somebody was telling me about that one. I think it was on Big Fish.
Well, it might have been on
there.
I
can't feel that.
Well,
I didn't even know about
that.
I never would have.
Yeah, you just cut the head off that fish, put them in the pot, boil them all, and you come off.
Yeah.
And they take me off.
Yeah.
Ain't got no meat in it. Whatever you want to feed.
Yeah.
Where I come from, they use the fish heads in their gardens, you know. Throw it in the garden.
My brother very
mine. You think you'd notice it if you just throw them out?
You'd say it.
That
day I thought it was going to rain the other day, and I threw a big bucket of heads out there, and that ditch right in front of my house, you know. And it comes with rain, a lot of water goes down through that ditch. I thought I was watching my head with it. See, there ain't rain left to wet. I had older life a couple days.
Well,
Jack, you see, now that's all different from what I'd understood about them rabbits. And them dogs over at your house now still run rabbits.
That's right.
They ain't your dogs.
No. I'm a good one.
Oh, I met them.
One of them boys and girls come down there and see what they see. What's their name? Come down and want to rent a place. I told them I didn't know no place. They said they'd stay at a fair little sometime. But they run rabbits around the house.
And then they light out up the road.
Yep. They get tired of running. They're going back home.
That old red bone hound there? The yeah. Red one?
That old black and white ring right there. Kind of shaggy.
And he's pretty good rabbit, though.
Well, both of them are good.
Well, now, if you're going to hunt rabbits, would you want some dogs?
Yes.
To jump and fight?
Yes. If you come out by, I'll give you
two. You get it?
Yes. I'll give you two. Take my old feet to it. Knock him down every time.
Take your old heart?
Feet to it.
How many licks would it take?
One. I don't have to stand up. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Just a pow.
Are you shooting from it?
No, I shoot at him. Depends on how fast you're running, how much you lead him, you know. You're running fast, lead him. Ain't running fast, don't lead him.
Well, you don't want to hit his back end.
I want to hit him right, you know, where I can to stop him. When he's running, you ain't got much chance. You ain't got time to take your shots when he's running.
He's bouncing too, doesn't he?
You can hit him better if he's level down, just yow! But if he's coming along like that, that's kind of bad. You got to get him in it. Held up there, huh?
Yeah. Well.
I've hunted and fished all my life. I'm still going to do it longer later, maybe.
Well, now, let me tell you. I don't want to take over, you know, I don't want to steal any of your ammunition or anything.
You can't do it like I just went out.
But what I'm thinking, you can get out in your truck on these grade roads.
Well, you can go in your car.
Yeah.
You got a car with a motor big enough to push.
Yeah.
You can go.
But I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
And you just, all you have to do is just go along the road there and you get all the squirrels you want.
Yep. Well, you can do the same thing in your car.
Well. What do? Just wait for them to come out?
No, just ease along. Don't be in no hurry. Just ease along. See him sitting on a limb. Just smash the brake. Ding. Down he goes. He's sitting right there side of the road on a limb.
And he don't pay no attention to you?
No. If you don't get out and go slamming and banging the door, you just sit right there. That make you break your feet.
Sit right in the car.
Yeah. Shoot them right from the seat.
Yeah.
See, I go down 8 grades and make them about 8 and 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I see that pull up sitting there, it's nice and break. I get it.
Oh, you don't just sit there?
No, I just keep riding. When I get that and I go on.
I don't think I'd see him going 8 or 10 miles an hour. I'd have to sit there and listen.
Yeah, if you get the idea of what you're looking for, he's sitting there like a black knot or a knot on the wall.
And he don't move, you just see him.
Yeah, he's sitting there eating or sitting there. Well, sometimes you see him run up the tree, you know. You're going by, you see him down the tree and get something like him. First thing that comes, you'll answer him.
But you don't have to, you don't have to leave him because he'll stop.
That's right. Just stick his head out. You might get
it. One thing.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about him. If you hit him in the belly, you see, he's going to hit the ground and go to running or dragging and you got to chase. You hit him in the head, he ain't gonna run and drag none, he gonna lay there.
You shoot him with a 22.
I hardly ever even stop him.
Well, a lot of times you can't hardly see. He's up there, the light's bad.
Well, you go around the other side of the street, you stop. Put the light down. Now, I've been in the woods a lot of mornings. Now, don't misunderstand me. If you couldn't see nothing to the west, but you look back east when the sun is coming up, it'd be light. You'd see.
Yeah.
It'd be so dark.
Yeah.
So you have to go with the way your light is. That'd be dark. See?
Well, you still, you get little fish along and some rabbits and squirrels. But you still can't live off what game you kill.
I just thought all I need is a little bread and coffee.
You got your vegetables.
No, I ain't gonna plant nothing this year. I got just a little old thing. A few eye potatoes, tomatoes, that's all. I don't plant that corn.
No corn?
Mm-hmm, no
corn. I didn't even buy it, did it?
Yeah, I'm ready to.
Well, I was thinking corn's a lot harder to get. Especially.
Well, I don't eat that much corn.
How come you give up on the garden this year?
Well, it didn't make nothing out of here. You know what? That's where I don't got. It's kind of wet, dry, turn off dry, too dry, and go to raining, and like done last year, it falls it out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make that. Then open up grass so bad, and I decided that thing's going for a year.
I just got grass out there.
Yeah.
How long have you been gardening out in that spot?
About 3 years.
That's nothing.
Well, I ain't done anything for 5 years. Yeah. Well, we just been the 5 minutes.
Yeah, I thought you'd been there for a long time.
No, I've been right across the road now. For a long time.
Well, how come you're the rule?
Because I bought this place and I lived in where that.
Oh, was it?
Where across the road?
Across the road there for me.
Your white house?
Well, that old tree, the house tore down now. We tore the house down. They was two of you. Well, you know where you turn in with the mills out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you notice that pile of tin? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was across the road. And there we get all this down for you.
Well, what all did you get over there where you bought?
I got almost one over there.
How much went out?
About 3.5 acres.
That much?
Yeah.
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 And you got your house?
Yeah, that old house. Yeah, that's an old house. I moved it.
Oh, what?
Then I tore the porch off. I had a back porch and I know inside fast enough. And I tore the porch off again. Then the kitchen out and made me a bathroom. All the history.
Yeah. Well, what was wrong with the house?
No, no, that's an old house. It needs 6 months.
I was over there in that house. Is that the house I was in?
Yeah. You've been over there too.
Well, now that's one of them good old houses.
It looks pretty bad on the outside. I about got looking pretty good on the inside.
Well, I'm not talking about the looks. I'm talking about how sturdy it is.
Well, this whoops to the head, this now.
You mean the door is open?
Well, it did, but I'm got them straight now, pretty good.
You're probably.
And the side has got a little belly in it, but you can't tell it's the inside.
Well?
I'm afraid to wall out the inside, but get it.
What'd you do to it?
I just spurred it out.
Tell him what furry now.
Look here now. If you got a 2x4 standing like that,
yeah.
I drop back up on the ceiling, get you a plumb, plumb it up. Drop yeah. back up the ceiling, nail your head, restud. Straight you walk, boy. We call that furry now. Get out there with a skill saw and reach some pieces. Put on the stud. Drop from 2 inches to nothing down. Ain't like a wedge. Leave on the stud.
Well, you didn't have any studs in that house.
No, I did. I had one every now and then. I put some more though.
I know, but it was that other sort of house. You didn't need studs on it.
I did. I put some more studs in that house.
Well, I mean the way it come.
No way it come. It weren't no studs.
Well, now what sort of house is that that don't have studs?
Well, I don't know what to call it, but that's the way you used to build them years ago. But I'll build some of them.
You did. Can one man put them up?
Yep, but it's a bad job out of old Whit. Rough number. He earned it.
Well, I was thinking about that board. You got to hold that board up.
Well, you can do it, but he needs three. He needs three.
How did you go about it with three?
Put one on the top. Especially the gable end, put one on the top, one in the middle, one on the ground.
Yeah.
And he stood it up, let them all three pool. Well, them boys, some of them were wet and green like that, weighed 100 pounds of feet, just about.
Wet and green. And they're heavy, they're thick.
Yeah, they full inch. Most of them are 5 quarters.
Yeah. And unfinished?
Yeah, unfinished.
that's what, well, of course, I'm going to say that's what you call an old turbine house, but it was also the old house the people lived in.
Well, we built a lot of it in one turntown house, so people didn't know what turntown still was.
Yeah.
But we built a whole house project like that one time in Cowles, Alabama. And the people rented them out. It's built a whole little house project.
Yeah.
And I don't think we used 2 or 3 studs just enough to go around the door. They didn't even see the inside.
Yeah.
Put the boards up in the batter, put the roof on there.
Well, you got that big heavy board. And then you put the boards together, and then you got that crack in there.
You got a batter going on top of that crack.
Where you get the batter?
Well, you got toes, son. You saw the batter.
Well, I know, but how do you get it?
Just I don't know.
By the sawmill?
Huh?
It's just something the sawmill has?
Yeah, well, you get like a 1x10, or two, or 1x12, or 1x4, or 1x3. They rip the lumber like you want.
Well, I had the dumb head. You remember Oscar Green? Well, he owned some of them houses over there and tore them down. The city made them tear them down.
Oh, Watts Green, that old Green old man wanted to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was my buddy.
You got as much money as he got? Hell, I come over and live with you. What? Yeah. You got his coat
Well, let me tell you, you know all them tools that fella had?
Yeah.
He had a dozen hammers. He had a dozen of everything.
Yeah, but he got him a weight.
See what?
He got him a weight.
He did. But he had all them, that storage space back there, and them bins, and it's all overflowing.
Yeah.
And what she done with them all, I don't know.
Now, that's a good book, and Charles.
Who's Charles?
Charles Gibbs.
Well, anyhow, he tore them down, and I didn't get any boards, but I got a whole lot of those batten stuff, and I've been using that ever since. I just now used the last strip or two of it, and they them little strips was handy to have around. I'm sorry they're gone.
Yeah, they do.
And they weren't just sapwood either.
No, no. Most of them old things, too, when I was driving, they went and split like acorns.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Split and cracked all over the place. Yeah. I hate to go with
yeah. Well, now, the batten wasn't lighter so bad, was it?
Some of them was.
Was it? Well, now, when you put up the boards, they wasn't lighter. They wasn't dry. They wasn't.
They was more or less what you call hard, and they would make lighter.
Yeah.
And if you didn't dry them up when it was too green, you couldn't dry them up. It fit like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they look white green, and the seeds crack like, you know. Have a little crack on it.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you
about
let us go?
Well, anytime.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, while you're sitting here, we won't get, I won't get to see these kids here picking up a little bit. I don't know these things you're talking about. Let me see. Tell me a little bit more. Is it just the drought that gets your garden?
Oh, yeah, sometimes it is. Sometimes it rains.
What do you put in? Over it?
I just put everything. Peas, corn, oats, beans. Later, dinner.
Yes. And if it's dry, your city water won't.
I don't fool no city water. That's what they tell me, that's 7 kilos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got city water.
You ain't hooked up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you haven't?
Can't make it, so I'll hook up to it.
You pay for it, though.
Mm-hmm. Now we was hooked up to it, but I'm next. Now we back more pump.
Did you have a meter out there?
No. All comes through 1 meter. 1 meter, baby.
You mean for all of you?
Yeah.
Oh, you got some of the kids on it, but you're not.
Not now. I went back. I don't got him cold, he didn't put in that stuff. Man, if I'm going to get up right, this is sick, I think it's bad, you couldn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't have my will one day.
You'd rather have it, yeah.
So I just go back in my will.
Well, now, are you chilling on it?
Yeah, kids don't see it work.
They don't know any better?
Yeah, they know better, but they ain't got no will or something like that.
Oh.
No, these damn people think they're so high and mighty, know so much, they know less and less. Like these guys go up yonder and spend 100 years going to college and still don't know nothing in there. So the first thing they do is says, put chlorine in that water. And that's it. That ain't worth a bit. I won't give any water from any campus. Chlorine in that thing.
You can't find any water without that.
What, chlorine?
Yeah.
You can't leave.
You can't be in the city water.
Well, I mean, don't put it in there. Why you got to put it in there to start with?
Well, they all do it.
I know it. So why you got to start with?
And sometimes it gets much in it, you can't taste the water.
That's right. Why you taste chlorine? But why you got to start with?
Well, they do it to purify it.
Do it to learn it. Ain't no water no pure, and going out there off the wall river and get you a drink of water.
Yeah.
Look at all these young people dying every day. And look at all these old people used to live 100, 200, 120. They didn't have no chlorine water.
I don't guess they ever had it.
No. All they had was river water or something like that.
Well, you see, over here, at least I've got good foam water. It don't taste just like drinking water, but it ain't any chlorine in it.
Might taste a little catchy here, then.
It tastes like frog. Jack, how is your grapevine getting along?
That's still a girl.
You've got a big one there.
Yeah. Ain't very big.
Well, it's going to get big.
I hope so.
You fertilize it?
Yes.
Let's keep it going. Mm-hmm. Well, one of these days, that'll really produce for you.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Are you all going to the county council?
Yeah.
He doesn't really get in trouble.
Yeah. Them guys down there, that's about like what you mean. I've got to use that on TV and I'm talking to them.
just turn it over to them.
Just turn it over to them.
You think there is a little politics in it?
No, ain't much. Most of it is Harvey. Don't know what the Harvey left from.
Troy does.
I was just talking
to
you, you were there, and I remember I'd see you get out in the hall out there in the dark, you get in there, and
I had some beer in the truck out there one night, and go back and get me another bottle of beer. I had one way of standing it back.
Yeah. Well, now, they was really cutting the dinos at that particular time.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever happened to, oh man, the man that had the store there.
Tyson?
No.
That was?
No. The man, you know, lived over there in front of Little Green. Had the store there where the laundromat is, the bar.
Oh, him and everybody that took place, he went back there. Did it still happen?
No, I'm talking about
Morgeson?
Morgeson.
I don't know what happened. I seen what they were missing.
Oh, you did?
I don't know what he did.
Well, I haven't seen him since he's on that town council. Since
he wasn't no good either.
Well, what happened to him? He could run his business.
Not too good.
But he made money at it, I see.
Yes, sir. He made money, ain't no joke. And they was about to get all of them when they got out of there. He just quit then.
Yeah.
He just quit.
Found a good reason to retire.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him since. And
but
I don't
you
know.
Ain't never seen a man getting office for nothing. What ain't a thief? If he ain't a thief, he soon will be one.
If he, when he goes in,
he's a turn out a thoroughbred thief.
Well, you see, Mr. Morrison didn't need anything. He had everything he needed.
And he needed a little bit more. You ain't never seen a murder in your life. What one greedy? He needs a little bit more.
Yeah.
That was murder in every mile on. He just
Jack, what are your children doing? Hell, that's it. They play as fun as more than everybody else.
Well, one of them ain't good, my brother.
Where they work?
One of them camping there in the fancy.
Oh, you mean they gotta go way off?
Yeah. They stay there a whole week or two.
Frank was on stage. Plant City. Well, they may come back at night and go back to the Wayne Ready and go to camp down the stairs.
But at least they're out on the weekend.
Most of
them. Well, they live better at home there than they can down back in.
Yeah.
Do they garden and things like
that? They do late.
They don't do no gardening.
No, they do late.
Come over and get your eggs.
Daddy, she bought a little bit. Them boys.
Well, Jack, let me tell you. I hate for you to have to rush off like this.
I'll come back over and talk with y'all.
I'd like to go out and put some lines out sometime.
Well, rig up 2 or 3 more people.
Well, we've come to see if we can get into that pond down there. We can get some wet water enough to hold up.
Up there's a big enough hole where we can wrap 2 or 3 lines in there.
Yeah.
Right? Many things that open.
It's clean getting out there.
But I'm on the fascist side over there. Of course, I don't know where I can get back in there or not. But on the fascist side, he used to start a church for you. Good, I gave you one then. Probably.
I never have been over there on the fascist place.
Well, they have backbone, an old backbone over there. They used to kind of. Pretty good sized steel running back.
Yeah.
Go back on
that. Is that where the boy got drowned?
No, I remember.
George Mitchell's boy.
I did. Right.
Out there by itself.
It's not too far from here.
Yeah.
No, to go back on that.
Almost did it myself in the same spot.
Yeah. You don't go. You don't go out by yourself, do you?
Yeah. A lot of times can't get even laid people go with. It takes. You ready to go with them while you be sitting out high time.
Well, I know you can go fishing and hunting and things like that, but getting out there on that water is what I'm talking about.
If I go back that morning, I'm going to go with anybody else. When I get ready for this, I can hook the boat, that's all.
Jack, how long you had that truck?
That's been 6 months.
Is it holding up?
Yeah, it's holding up. And I've done good work.
Do you, do you turn it?
Huh?
Do you put the... Keep spark plugged in?
I'll get my boy to get the day around here. Ain't been no spark plug before I stayed in my own way.
Oh, really?
It skipped when I got it. It still skipped as far as no use changing, did it?
Okay.
Ain't no use changing.
Just let it go, though.
But now it's skipping on up the road. When it quit skipping, that's what I'm worried about. So I'm afraid it ain't going to stop. Y'all come over and see us.
Bye-bye.
When
you
get them line rigged up, let us know.
All right.
I'll tell you on that.
Never settle down. You have to know.
I started not coming in. It seemed to me like an awful lot of people.
Wade? Oh, Wade.
Yes.
Let me tell you. Tell Jack I want to ask him one question before he goes. Think of the attack.
Okay. They ought to bring him up a job.
Well, you see, you haven't cued me in on that. I don't know what you call him. Stick his head in.
Okay.
You haven't stick his head in here. About rednecks.
I don't know what a redneck is. Now don't ask me that question, but I don't know. See, these young long haired guys, I call them hippies, and they call them, like me and you, rednecks. So we keep our hair cut.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And Wade twitched in between. He's redneck and hippie both. See?
Yeah. He got a little both.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't answer that question now.
Well, now, they said you all knocked that thing around for a long time.
Oh, they did. They talked about it. I don't pay that no attention.
Well, what do you think? What do they talk about? What do you think they mean?
None of them will come up with no answer.
Redneck.
None of them will come up with no answer.
Yeah.
Only answer I ever heard about that thing that really anybody made any sense about it. So, like you see, all the hippies, long-haired guys get together and they got their own party, their own thing going. See?
Yeah.
Well. Maybe you got your own thing going. But a lot of this stuff, if you don't approve of, or I don't approve of, and they do, you know, and they, like some of these guys don't approve of, they do a lot of tattling, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the questions that I ever hear about a redneck. But to me, I don't care what nobody do, as long as they don't try to bother me and hurt me or something. I don't care if he's smoking or drinking or whatever you do.
Well, the hippies figure, they figure if you don't go along with them, then you against them or
well,
something like that.
That's the tattletale, and that's all you redneck. Well, that's the only question they come up with me about.
Yeah.
That's the only question.
Well.